请我们看箴言第29:18上一半。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29, the first half of verse 18.
箴言29:18第一句。
Proverbs chapter 29, the first sentence.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there's no revelation or vision, the people cast off restraint.
请我们再看《使徒行传》第七章。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
《使徒行传》第七章第第三节，
第二节，
第二节。
Acts 7, verse 2.
斯蒂凡说：“诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达米。”还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：“你要离开本地和亲属，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
Verse 2 and verse 3 of chapter 7 of Acts. And he said, Brethren and fathers, listen.The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran. And he said to him, Get out of your country, from your relatives, come out to a land that I will show you.
希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节。
Hebrews 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候证明出去往将来要得着为业的地方去出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was calledTo go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise, we thank you.
在你主宰的恩典里，你把我们聚集在这里。
In your sovereign grace, you gather us unto yourself.
我们相信你这样做有你的美意。
We believe what you do, you have a good will behind all your doings.
所以我们同心来到你的面前仰望你。
And so we join hearts together, we look unto you.
我们求你照着你的心意向我们说话。
We pray that according to your will, you will speak to our hearts.
我们求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为没有你的灵，我们完全是挪歪、绝坏的人。
Unless your Holy Spirit works, we cannot enter into all that you want us to enter through.
所以我们完完全全仰望你。
And so we cast ourselves seeking you.
求你除去我们里面的疴子。
remove the veil that's in our hearts.
叫我们真实与你面对面。
That we may see you face to face.
求你不但对我们说话。
Not just speak to us.
你也向我们显现。
But reveal yourself to us.
带我们到你要我们去的地方。
Bring us to where you want us to be.
叫你的旨意能得以完成。
That your will may indeed fully accomplish.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
And all the glory be unto you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, 主把我们一同聚集在这里。
Thank God he gathered us to himself for this occasion.
我们相信神这样做有他的美意。
We believe God has a purpose behind it.
所以我们盼望在这几天的时间。
We pray and hope that in these next few days,
我们都有一个祷告仰望的心。
We have a prayer and seeking heart before him.
让我们在这一次能遇见我们的神。
That this time, this weekend, we indeed will meet the Lord himself.
让神也能遇见我们。
And the Lord indeed may meet us as well.
尤其在这最末后的时候。
Particularly at the end of these days.
我相信主要在我们身上做他的工作。
I believe God will do his work among us.
预备我们来见他的面。
Prepare us to meet him face to face.
所以求主拯救我们。
So may the Lord deliver us.
不让我们光在外面摸一点神的话语。
Not just externally touching his word.
真正叫我们被带到他话语的真实的里面。
But may he bring us to the reality, the truth of his word.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄已经告诉我们
Last evening our brother shared with us
我们这一次的负担
The burden for this conference
只一项敬拜和侍奉
Is vision, worship and service
这三样东西实在说来是不能分开的
These three things are inseparable
没有意向就没有敬拜也没有侍奉
If there's no vision, there will be no worship, there will be no true service.
今天有许多的敬拜和侍奉是没有意向
Today, there are a lot of worship and service without vision.
意向产生敬拜和侍奉
From vision, issue, worship, and service.
侍奉和敬拜证明意向。
Worship and service prove that there is vision.
所以这三件东西是完全不能分开。
So these three aspects are inseparable.
我的负担是在意向方面。
My burden is on vision.
往往我们提到意向这个名词
Oftentimes we mention this term vision.
我们里面就有一种的感觉
And we have a sense of feeling inside.
我们认为说意向乃是一个渺茫测不透的神秘的那个东西。
We have the thought that vision is something mystical, something vague, something not all that real.
好像意象就是给我们在思想的里面有一点这个吹磨。
As though we are envisioned in our mind is something that hypnotizes us.
但是弟兄姊妹虽然意象是属天的，是属灵的。
It's true, vision is heavenly, it's spiritual.
意象是高超的。
Vision is supernatural.
但是意象是非常的实际。
But vision indeed is most real, most true.
它虽然是属天的, 但是它摸着地。
Even though it's heavenly, but it touches the earth.
虽然它是树林的, 但是它在我们生活上可以彰显。
Even though it's spiritual, but can be experienced and expressed through our everyday living.
所以我们不要以为说意象乃是渺茫虚空的东西。
And so we should not think that vision is something remote, something vague.
我们要看见说意象是天来摸着地。
Vision is heaven touches the earth.
是树林的。
It's spiritual.
在地上实行出来。
It is spiritual. Carry out on earth.
为着要帮助弟兄姊妹
to help brothers and sisters
能看见意象虽然是那么属天的但是又是那样在地上可以显现
just to help brothers and sisters see that even though this is very heavenly that can practically carry out right here on earth
所以这一次我们愿意用一个人 他的一生来把这个意象这件事来交通。So
we want to actually use a person in the scripture to illustrate this vision.
那个人就是亚伯拉罕。And
that person is Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕的身上,
in the life of Abraham,
我们要看见意象究竟是怎么一回事。We'll
see what vision was to him.
意象在一个人的身上, 要产生什么中的光景?
What can vision do with a person?
所以主若愿意的话,
if the Lord willing,
在这三次早晨的聚会里面,
in these three morning sessions that I'll be sharing,
我们愿意把亚伯拉罕的一生分出三段,
we will divide the life of Abraham into three portions.
就是根据希伯来书所给我们看见,
according to what we find in the book of Hebrews.
亚伯拉罕因着信,
Abraham by faith.
圣经提到三次在希伯来书,
it mentioned three times in the book of Hebrews.
所以这三次给我们看见,
these three mentions allow us to see.
第一次是说到意象,
the first is about vision.
第二次, 是说到天职,
second is about vocation,
第三次是说到胜利,
and the third mention is about victory.
所以主若愿意的话, 我们盼望借助这三次, 把这个意象比较实际的, 在生活上, 我们一同来看。
So if the Lord willing, use three aspects of Abraham's life, we can share how this vision can be practically worked out in our lives.
今天早晨我们愿意集中在意象这件事情上。
This morning we'll concentrate on this matter of vision.
圣经告诉我们说亚伯拉罕他本来是住在加勒底的吾尔。
Scripture told us that Abraham resided in the Ur of Chaldeans.
根据遗传来说,
according to tradition,
加勒底的乌尔是一个盲鸟偶像的城市。
The Ur of Chaldeans is a place full of idolatry.
这一个城市已经从地里头挖出来了。
And the archaeologists, they have dug out the remains of that site.
并且遗传告诉我们说亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉是一个制造偶像的人。
And tradition told us that the father Abraham was an idol maker.
所以亚伯兰他是生在一个偶像的一个环境里面。
So Abraham was brought up in an idolatry environment.
因为在当时的时候世上的人都远离了神。
Because in those days people had departed from the true God.
都在那里拜那一些的假神。
And they are all worshipping false gods.
亚伯兰就是长在这样的一个环境里面。
And Abraham was brought up in such surroundings.
很可能这个年轻的人
possibly with this young man，
他感觉说在宇宙的中间应当有一位创造万有的主宰。
In his thinking, he assumed there must be a creator of this whole creation or this universe.
那虽然看不见，
even though he is unseen，
但是借着他的思想，他觉得说一定有一位创造万有的主宰。
In his thinking, he came to some conclusion that there must be one creator of all these things.
所以这个少年人他有一个追求真理的心。
So this young man had a truth-seeking heart.
但是他在暗中在哪里默想？
But in a hidden way, he meditate within himself.
甚至于根据那个遗传说
，according tradition，
有一次他的父亲塔拉要出门
，and one time his father Tara was going to go away，
就告诉他的儿子说
，and he told his son，
你要好好的照顾这些的偶像
，and you have to take care of all the idols in the home。
但是等到他父亲走了之后
，so。After Tara, his father left home,
他就开始把这些偶像啊，手了脚了，都把他打断了。
And so he father was away, so he break up all these idols into pieces.
那么等到他父亲回来的时候
，And so when the father returned,
他看见这种的情形
，And he saw the condition.
他就问他儿子说，这是谁做的事
？And he asked his son, he said, "What happened? Who did all this?"
亚伯兰说，父亲啊。
Therefore, we find the father.
你离开了之后
，After you left，
这些偶像就开始打架了。
All the idols they fought with each other.
所以就打得这样的七零八落。
And so the condition you witness, you see now, is because they fought with each other.
他父亲就说哪有这样的事
？And the father said, no such thing.
那亚伯兰说那为什么我们要去拜这些这假的东西
？And then Abraham replied, why are we worshiping these false gods, idols?
神看亚伯拉罕的心。
God saw what was in Abraham's heart.
无论在那里，如果有人真心寻求真理的话
，Wherever their hearts seeking the true God，
神就眷顾他。
God will look upon that heart.
所以在使徒行传第七章第二节告诉我们说
，So Acts 7 verse 2 we are told，
当亚伯拉罕还在米苏不达米亚的时候
，While Abraham was still in Mesopotamia，
荣耀的神向他显现
，The God of glory appeared to him。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
那个时候亚伯拉罕在他在那一个偶像的环境里面。
At that moment, Abraham was still living among the in the midst of idolatry.
但是神开始眷顾他。
But God looked after him.
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
这个显现
，This revelation，
叫亚伯拉罕就开始信心的生活。
And that began his life of faith。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道异象乃是我们属天属灵生命的开始。
Vision is the beginning of our spiritual heavenly way of life。
当我们没有异象的时候
，When there is no vision。
虽然我们有一个渴慕真理的心
，Even though there's a heart looking seeking truth，
但是我们还是在暗中摸索
，But we're still groping in the darkness。
只有等到神向我们显现的时候
，It was until when God revealed Himself to us，
我们开始看见了光
，Then we begin to see light。
圣经告诉我们说，荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
The scripture says the God of glory appeared to Abraham。
这个神的显现就是异象。
The revelation of God is itself a vision。
我们在这里所交通的异象。
The vision we are sharing。
不是普通我们所说的意象。
It's not the ordinary vision that we talk about.
我们所交通的意象就是神的显现。
The vision we talk about is God reveal himself to us.
我们知道在宇宙的中间。
We know in the universe.
神是最大的奥秘。
God is the greatest mystery.
没有一个人知道神。
Nobody can know God.
因为我们的神太伟大了。
Because our God is too great.
他是远超过我们所能领会。
He's above us. He's beyond our understanding.
如果我们的神他不向人显现的话，
Unless God reveals himself to us.
世界上没有一个人会认识神。
There is no one on this earth can know him truly.
好像一个小的蚂蚁啊，怎样不能认识我们这个人一样。
Just like an ant.Can never understand we human beings.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank God.
我们的神是一个启示的神。
Our God is a God who reveals delight in revealing himself to us.
我们的神是一个说话的神。
Our God is a God who speaks to us.
我们的神他愿意与我们人有来往。
He is a God who desires to communicate with man.
弟兄姊妹，如果神隐藏他自己的话，
If God would hide himself from us,
我们就毫无办法。
There's, we are utterly helpless.
我们就永远在黑暗里面。
We forever remain in darkness.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God, praise God.
他是启示的神。
He's God who revealed himself.
恐怕你还记得在旧约的时候。
You remember in the Old Testament.
在创世纪第十六章里面。
In Genesis 6.
夏甲他怎样逃从他祖母那里逃走。
How Hagar flee from her mistress.
神就遇见他。
And God met her.
那等到神遇见他的时候。
And when God met Hagar,
对他说话。
And spoke to her,
他就怎么说呢？
What was her reply?
他说神实在是个眷顾人的神。
He said, God indeed is one who really care for me.
这个字在原文的里面。
In the original meaning.
乃是说神实在是一个能看见的神。
It means God indeed is one we can truly see him.
神实在是个意象中的神。
God is indeed a God want to reveal himself to us.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神，我们的神是一个启示的神。
Thank God our God is God who delight to reveal himself.
当他把自己向我们显现的时候，
When he reveals himself to us,
我们就开始有了光。
And we begin to see light.
我们就开始认识神。
And we begin to know who he is.
所以这一个是一切属灵生活的开始。
So vision is the beginning of true spiritual life.
什么叫做意象？
What does it mean by vision?
意象简单的说就是神的显现。
Simply speaking, vision is when God revealed himself.
荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
当神向亚伯兰显现的时候，
When God appeared to Abraham,
亚伯兰他所看见的是神的荣耀。
And what Abraham saw was God's glory.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
本来他是在黑暗的里面
Before he was in darkness,
本来是在羞耻的里面
Before he was in shame,
但是荣耀的神向他显现
But when God's glory appeared to him,
他看见了什么叫做荣耀
And he first time saw what is glory,
在荣耀的里面他认识了神
In glory, he met God.
我们知道荣耀就是神的彰显。
We know glory is the manifestation of God Himself.
当神把他自己向我们显现的时候，
So when God truly revealed Himself to us,
我们所看见的那是荣耀。
What we see is glory.
所以荣耀是没有办法来解说的。
And so glory is impossible to define.
因为我们没有办法来解说神。
Because there is no way we can defy God.
但是我们感觉说真是荣耀。
But we can have a sense it is indeed glory.
神他自己 他的美德都向我们打开了。
God himself, his character, his beauty, he revealed himself to us.
我们开始对神自己有一点认识。
And we begin to know something of God himself.
所以什么叫做异象？
So what does it mean by vision?
异象就是神把他自己向我们打开。
Vision is God unveiled, revealed himself to us.
因为他把他自己向我们打开。
Because he opened up himself to us.
我们开始对他有一点的认识。
Then we begin to know something of him.
我们开始认识他的性情。
We know something of his nature.
我们开始认识他的慈爱。
We know something of his compassion.
我们开始认识一点他的圣洁。
We know something of his holiness.
我们开始看见一些他的公义。
We see something of his righteousness.
看见他的完全。
We see his perfection.
他实在是光。
Is indeed light.
他是住在人所不能靠近的光里。
And His light is inapproachable by any man.
他是光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
His light in him, there's no darkness.
他是爱。
His love.
他的爱是完全的。
His love is perfect.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
异象是什么意思？
What is vision?
异象就是我们开始看见什么心。
Vision is when we begin to see what is in God's heart.
神把他的心开始向我们打开。
God is when God opens up his heart to us.
他开始告诉我们他的旨意是什么。
He tells us what his will for us is all about.
他心里所喜爱的是什么。
What he delights to do.
他要我们得着的是什么？
What does he want us to gain?
弟兄姊妹，这个都在异象的里面。
All these are inclusive in this vision.
当初神向亚伯兰显现的时候。
So when God of glory appeared to Abraham.
圣经只告诉我们说，荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
Scripture simply records to us the glory of God revealed to Abraham.
我们可以说亚伯兰开始看见一点神的荣耀。
We can say that at that moment, Abraham began to see something of God's glory.
因为他看见了神那一点点的荣耀。
Because when he began to see that small measure of God's glory,
叫所有的偶像就变成乌有。
And all the idols that surround him becomes nothing.
因着他看见神一点的荣耀，
because he only saw a little bit of God's glory,
就叫他开始过分别的生活。
So he began to live a separated life.
所以神对他说，
So God spoke to Abraham,
你要离开坟地和亲属，
You have to leave your country and your relatives.
到我说要你去的地方，
and to go to where I want you to go.
弟兄姊妹，当神向人显现的时候
，Brothers, when God began to reveal to man,
我们就没有办法停留在老旧的环境里面。
There's no way we can remain where we were before the old place.
神的显现
，God, when God revealed,
把一切旧的东西都给我们看见他的本相。
And we begin to see the true nature of all that is old.
你知道我们这些人都是在暗中摸索的人。
We know we are groping in the darkness.
我们以为这些东西是很宝贵的。
In darkness, we thought all the things we are seeking for, they are all treasures to us.
但是当神的荣耀一显现的时候，
But when God's glory enlightened us,
我们才看见万物的本相。
And we begin to see the true nature of things.
我们就看见说这些东西像粪土一样。
All these things that we consider treasure, they are now rubbish too.
不但是没有价值，并且是肮脏的。
They are not only with no value, but they are defiled.
这是神的荣耀显现的结果。
And this is the result of God's revealing Himself to us.
所以神说你要离开本地和亲属。
So God said you must depart from your own country and your relatives.
一切旧的关系都要断绝。
You must cut off all your old relationships.
你要完全分别出来。
You need to be separated.
你要到我所吩咐你的地方。
You must go where I want you to go.
亚伯兰他不知道往哪里去。
Abraham at the moment did not know where he was going.
神没有立刻把所有神的计划都告诉他。
God did not immediately tell Abraham all that he had planned in his, for him in his life.
所以圣经说亚伯兰因着信。
So the scriptures say Abraham by faith.
他就离开了本地和亲属。
And he left his own country and his relatives.
要往神吩咐他去的地方去。
And he go to the place where God had promised him.
他不知道往哪里去。
And yet he know not where he was going.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God and praise God.
虽然他不知道往哪里去。
Even though he knew not where he was going.
神还没有把迦南地告诉他。
And God did not reveal Canaan to him specifically yet.
但是他已经知道这一位向他显现的神。
But he knew the God who revealed to him.
信心是根据神的显现。
Faith is based upon the revelation of God himself.
当神显现的时候，
When God revealed himself to us,
唯一的反应就是相信。
And the result of that revelation is faith.
所以亚伯拉罕就信就出去。
So by faith he left all that behind.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你知道我们人是软弱的。
We are weak, all of us.
虽然亚伯兰他已经看见了这位荣耀的神。
Even though Abraham saw the glory of the God of glory.
并且神也吩咐他，叫他要离开，要他往前。
And God also told him that he must leave his country, leave his country, and leave all his relatives.
但是他还是一个软弱的人。
But he was still a very weak human being.
所以我们看创世纪的时候
，So when we look at the book of Genesis,
我们看见这创世纪第十一章里面
，And when we look into Genesis 11,
那里。说他拿就带着他的儿子亚伯兰。
And the scripture recorded there says, Terah took his son Abraham.
和他的妻子。
And Abraham's wife.
还有卢德。
And also Lot.
就离开乌尔往前去。
And they left the Ur of Chaldees and they moved forward.
但是到了哈兰的地方。
But they arrived at Haran.
他们就停留在那里。
And they settle there.
那么弟兄姊妹，这究竟是怎么一回事呢？
Now what is this all about?
这个就给我们看见。
This allows us to see.
虽然亚伯兰已经看见了神。
Even though Abraham saw God.
并且亚伯兰也有心要顺服神。
And Abraham desired to obey God.
实在说来。
Strictly speaking,
一个人如果看见了异象
if a person saw a vision,
你就没有办法再曾停留在原来的地方。
There's no way for you to remain where you were before.
如果你还能停留在原来的地方
if you still can remain where you were before,
表明你没有看见异象。
It proves that you have not seen a vision yet.
当神显现的时候
when God revealed,
这个地位一定要变动。
It will change your position.
你没有办法再维持原地。
You cannot remain in your old position.
所以亚伯拉罕他就要往前走。
And so Abraham, he wants to move forward.
但是亚伯拉罕那个时候他是软弱的。
But that moment, he was still very weak.
所以他与血肉的人商量。
And so he compromised with the flesh.
他与他的父亲商量。
And so he bargained with his father.
我想象，我们可以想象那个光景。
And we can imagine the bargaining between them.
他的父亲一定是劝他
the father would encourage, would advise him.
他说你这样做是很糊涂的事情。
He said, if you go this way, it is foolish.
你离开了你本地和亲属。
You're leaving your country, you're leaving your relatives.
你往哪里去呢？
Where are you going?
亚当说我不知道。
And Abraham said, I don't know why I'm going.
那你不知道你怎么走呢？
Now, if you don't know where you go, how can you go?
你现在所有的都是实在的。
And what you have at present, they are all true and real to you.
你把这些东西都丢掉了。
Now you abandon all these things.
而你不知道往哪里去。
And you have no knowledge where you were going.
这个你不是世界上最愚昧的人。
And this proves that you are the most foolish person on earth.
他父亲一定是劝他。
And the father will counsel him.
说他你这个人实在是糊涂了。And
you are a very foolish person.
但是亚伯兰他说神已经向我说。But
Abraham's answer was God revealed to me.
我没有办法再停留在这里。
I have no way. I cannot remain where I am now.
我必须要往前。
I must move forward.
所以到后来大哈拉为着爱儿子的缘故。
And in the end, because Terah loved his son.
他说好，那我带你走。
Okay, then Terah said, okay, you want to go, I'll keep you there.
所以我们看见不是亚伯兰在那里主动的。
And so we can see this move was not initiated by Abraham.
圣经告诉我们说是他父亲他拉主动的。
And it's scripture that it was Terah who made that initial move.
但是他拉没有意向。But
Terah had no vision.
一个没有意向的人,
a person without vision,
没有办法来应验这个意向,
there's no way for one without vision to experience the power of this vision.
所以他走到半路就停下,
and so halfway they settled down.
因为哈兰乃是迦南和乌尔中间的地方,
because Haran is the place between Ur, Chaldees and Canaan.
他就不愿意再往前走。They
are not willing to move forward.
你如果一定要离开, 不要离开得太远。
So you want to leave Ur Chaldees, don't go too far away.
因为哈兰他有一点像乌尔。
Because Haran is something like Ur Chaldees.
所以亚伯兰就停留下。
And so Abraham settled there.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道。 他在哈兰停留多久?
We have no record of how long they remain in Haran.
我们只知道说亚伯兰到75岁的时候。
All we know is that when he was at the age of 75,
那么神就开始在往他带他往前走。
Then God led him forward from that moment on.
他的父亲他拉,
Terah, the father of Abram,
70岁的开始,
began at 70,
就开始生亚伯兰和其他的孩子。
And he gave birth to Abraham and all his brothers.
但是圣经告诉我们说，他到205岁才去世。
And the scripture tells us he passed away at the 205 when he passed away.
所以我们不知道究竟他们在哈兰住了多久。
So we have no record of how long they remain in Haran.
但是他们在哈兰住下的时候,
but when they live in Haran,
神没有话语。
God cannot speak to them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是说, 当你得到意象的时候,
this says to us, when you have when you have received vision,
你如果与血肉的商量的话,
but if you compromise with the flesh,
那你就要看见说这个路就不通,
you discover this way will not work for you.
我们记得扫罗就是保罗的故事,
and we know Saul, the story of Paul.
当他在大马士路上被主遇见的时候,
on the way to Damascus, when the Lord met him,
当他看见那天上的异象的时候,
and when he saw that heavenly vision,
圣经怎么告诉我们呢?
How the scripture tells us,
他说我没有与血肉的商量。
He said, I did not consult with flesh.
我也没有上耶路撒冷去,
I did not go to Jerusalem,
去接那些前进的。
I did not consult with those who advanced.
我到旷野的里面,
I went to the desert.
我在那里与主面对面。
There I met the Lord face to face.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以在这里给我们看见一件事。
So here we see one important matter.
一个有意向的人，一个没有意向的人是怎样的不同？
The difference between one who has vision and one who does not have vision.
一个没有意向的人。
One without vision.
也可能根据别人的意向勉强地走一段。
One without vision somehow can walk for one who has a vision, but only to a certain length, certain point.
但是他没有头手的启示。
But he does not have the first-hand revelation.
他的东西都是领受过的。
So what he had is all received in second-hand.
是他甘心领受的，或者是环境叫他领受。
And sometimes he received willingly, and sometimes because of surrounding, he was influenced by them.
你要看见这些东西，终有一天要显出他。
And all this that we assume to be real, one day will discover there will be a breakdown to us.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天在神的面前
Before God,
我们不能根据遗传
We cannot follow tradition.
那虽然这个遗传也许是准确的
Even though tradition may be orthodox.
但是遗传是死的
But tradition is dead.
不能叫人活。
It will not make us alive.
我们每一个人都要有头手的启示。
Every one of us must receive a first-hand revelation.
你知道严格的说来
，Strictly speaking，
在属灵的事情上
，In the matter of spiritual，
没有第二代。
There's no such thing as second generation。
在属灵的事情上都是第一代。
In the thing of spirit, everyone must be of that first generation.
我们必须自己要看见神。
All of us individually, we must see God personally.
我们要自己与神面对面。
We must meet God face to face.
我们要自己听见他的声音。
We must personally hear His voice.
如果这样的话
，If that is the case，
虽然我们有软弱
，Even though we are full weaknesses，
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank God and praise God.
我们知道神的手在我们身上。
But we can be sure God's hand is on us.
他永远不会放弃。
He will not forsake us.
他还是要用各种的方法把我们拯救出来。
And he'll use all kinds of ways and means to deliver.
所以感谢赞美神。
So praise and thank God.
我们不知道亚伯兰在哈兰住了多久。
We have no thought, we have no idea how long Abraham settled in Haran.
亚伯兰他不知道怎样解决他的问题。
And Abraham had no way how to solve his problem.
但是神就做事。
And God began to work.
叫他的父亲离开这个世界。
So Terah died, passed away.
当他父亲离开世界之后
，So when Terah passed away，
我们看创世纪十二章就开始。
And then we begin with Genesis chapter 12.
那里说耶和华曾对亚伯兰说话。
And the scripture says, now.The God has said to Abraham.
那里神就对他说。
Now God speaks to him.
你要离开本地、本族和父家。
Get out of your country, your family, and your father's house.
特别提到他父的家。
Specially mention your father's house.
所以他看见说，他就在这件事情上，他软弱了。
It emphasized your father's house to let Abraham in this particular point he failed.
这个软弱他没有办法解决。
This weakness he had no way to solve it.
但神在他恩典里面替他解决。
But God in grace, God solved Abraham's problem.
所以神再提醒他。
And God reminds him again.
你要离开本地、本族和父家。
Get out of your country.Your family and your father's house.
你要到我所差遣你的地方。
And go to the land where I will show you.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
如果今天我们看见了异象
，Today if we see that vision，
因着我们的软弱，我们就中途停止了。
And because of weakness, sometimes we we did not move forward.
或者我们活到一个自己没有办法解决的地步。
We may be falling into a situation problems are unsolvable for us.
但是我们心里很明白。
But in our heart we understand.
一般的顺服就是不顺服。
Partial obedience is indeed disobedience.
要顺服就是绝对顺服。
To obey, we must obey absolutely.
但是亚伯兰自己没有办法。
But Abraham found himself hopeless.
感谢神替他解决。
But thank God, God solved that problem for Abraham.
所以神重新带领他往前。
So God now came to lead Abraham forward.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
万乎异象这件事情
，In this matter of vision.
我们知道在开始的时候
At the beginning
神给亚伯兰的意象好像不过是很笼统的
The vision that Abraham saw at the beginning is not the totality of that vision
好像是很简单的
It is a simple way of looking
神的荣耀一显现
When God's glory appeared to him
神的话语就来了
God's word came to him.
说你要离开本地和亲属。
So you must leave your country, your family.
往我要打发你去的地方。
Go where I want you to go.
他不知道往哪里去。
He did not know where he was to go.
但是你到了创世纪第十二章那里。
But when it comes to Genesis 12,
当神对他说话的时候。
And when God began to speak to him again,
神给他应许。
And God gave him a promise.
神不但吩咐他这样做。
God not only tell him what to do.
神鼓励他。
God encourages him.
神说我要大大的祝福。
God said, I'll bless you greatly.
我要叫你的名伟大。
I'll make your name great.
凡是祝福你的，我要祝福他。
Those who bless you will be blessed.
我要把你变成一个祝福的人。
I'll make you a blessing.
要成为一个大国
I will make you a great nation
所以你就看见说神的恩典是何等的丰富
You can see the abundance, the riches of God's grace
神知道我们的软弱
He understands our weakness
所以为了鼓励我们
To encourage us
他给我很多的应许
And he gave us many promises
记住这些的应许
And through all these promises
就鼓励我们往前那些
Encourage our hearts to move forward
所以感谢主亚伯拉罕就往前走
And thank God Abraham moved forward
但是
But
我们看见神怎么样在异象上一步一步地带领
We see how God through vision step by step leading him forward
他到了迦南地
And when he arrived in Cana
迦南地已经有迦南七族的人霸占在那
And that moment there were seven tribes occupied Cana
神向他显现
And God revealed to him
我要把这个地赐给你的后裔
I'll give this land to your descendants
亚伯拉罕那个时候没有后裔
At that moment Abraham had no descendants
因为他俩不能生育
Because Sarah was not able to give birth
他也没有孩子
And they have no children
神说我要把这个地给你的后裔
But God said I will give this land to your descendants
虽然这个地是被占领的
Even though this land was occupied
但是神说我把这个地要给你的
But God said I will give this land to you
所以你看见他的意象就慢慢地在那里扩大
So you can see the enlargement of Abraham's vision
然后我们看见他怎样软弱
and we discover how later we found his weakness
他有因着饥荒的缘故他就跑到埃及去
and because of famine in the land he went to Egypt
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise God.
神又把他从那里拯救出来。
And God also delivered him from Egypt.
那叫他能回到神所应许的地方。
And he again returned to the promise, the land that was promised to him.
那不单是这样。
Not only that.
我们看见后来路德与他不能在一起。
And also later Lot and Abram cannot dwell together.
因为他们在哈兰积蓄了许多的财物。
Because in Haran they accumulated much wealth.
他们跑到埃及又积蓄了很多的财物。
Also when they went to Egypt they also accumulated much wealth.
所以很稀奇，在失败的时候好像地上的东西反而增多了。
It's strange to say, but when we fail, we accumulate more earthly things.
但是这些东西就变成累赘。
And all these things become our burden, our problem.
我们在亚伯兰一生的中间就看见这样的故事。
And so we see this in the life of Abraham.
我想这个也是给我们一个很好的警告。
And this is a warning to all of us.
不要以为说物质的丰富就是神的祝福。
And do not assume our earthly possessions, they are spiritual blessings from God.
反而我们看见变成将来的祸。
But this earthly thing eventually become our downfall.
但是当路德离开之后，
But when Lot left Abraham,
神就对亚伯拉说，
God again appeared to Abraham.
你居我观看，
And oh, look out from where you are.
往东，往西，往南，往北。
Look south, north, west, and east.
凡是你所看见，
All that you can see,
我都赐给你为业。
I'll give you to you as your inheritance.
你现在要起来。走偏那个地方。
Now arise and walk through the land.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见神一直在那里把这个异象扩大。
So you can see that in Abram's life, God kept enlarging Abram's vision about him.
到了创世纪十五章的时候。
And it comes to Genesis 15.
亚伯兰又软弱了。
And Abram, again we find his
weakness. 神告诉我们说他有一惧怕。
It was fear.
神又向他显现。
And God again revealed to him.
亚伯兰在神面前好像犯怨言了。
And Abraham complained to God.
他说你要赐给我，我孩子都没有。
He murmured to God. He said, "You want to give all this to me, and I have no offspring of my own."
在我家里那个管家，将来要继承我的产业。
And so the master servant of my house of thee shall be the heir.
神就告诉他。
And God said to him.
他说你的子孙要像天上的星。那样就多。
He said your descendants will be like the stars in heaven.
想把他带到外面去。
And God took him out of his tent.
问他说你能数算天上的星吗？
He said, can you count the stars in the sky?
你的子孙要像天上的星。
And your descendants will be just like them.
圣经说。
Scripture tells.
亚伯兰信神，这就成为他的义。
And the scriptures say, Abraham believed, and God accounted to him.As righteous.
神与他立约。
And God make a covenant with him.
把这个地赐给他。
And to give this land to him.
把七族的地都赐。
All the land occupied, the seven tribes, will be Abraham's inheritance.
所以我们看见在神的意象里面。
So we can see that in God's vision.
神应许他两件东西。
God promised him two things.
一个是子孙。
One is his descendants.
一个是地。
One is the land.
子孙要像天上的星那么多。
His descendants will be like the stars in the sky.
要像海边的沙那么多。
Like the sands in the seashore.
但是那个时候他连一个孩子也没有。
But at that moment, he did not even have one offspring of his own.
地要把迦南七族的地就给他。
He will give Abraham the whole land of Canaan.
从巴拉大河一直到埃及小河，全部都要给他为业。
From the Euphrates River and to the south river in Egypt, the whole land will be given to Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕那个时候连一块地都没有。
But at that moment, he did not even had a foothold for himself.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们看见亚伯拉罕。
We see Abraham.
他在迦南地方做寄居做客旅。
He dwelt in Canaan like a pilgrim, like a sojourner.
但是神一次一次的应许他。
But God continued to promise him again and again.
到了最后。
At the end.
神就 把一个儿子赐给。
And finally, God gave him an heir, a son.
以撒生下来。
And Isaac was born.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这个地呢
？How about this earth?
他一生就没有一块地。
And his whole life, he didn't have a foothold for himself in the promised land.
当他撒拉死的时候。
So when Sarah died.
他还要买一块地来做他的坟地。
He yet had to buy a piece of burial ground to bury Sarah.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
因为在神给他的意象里面。
But because of the vision God had given to Abraham.
他因着信。
But because of faith.
他看见了人所看不见的东西。
By faith, he saw what natural man can never see.
那不是迦南地。
It's not the land of Cana.
圣经告诉我们说。
But the scripture tells us.
在希伯来书第十一章。
In Hebrews 11.
第十节第十二节。
And verses 10 and 11.
亚伯兰在异地做客。
Abraham was a sojourner in the land.
因为他仰望那座有根基的城。
Because he sought that city that had foundation.
乃是神所经营所建造。
And the architect and the builder of the city is God himself.
他如果要回到他的本地去，他可以。
If he was to go back to where he came from, he can do so.
但是他是寻求一个更美的家。
But he's seeking.A more permanent, more beautiful place.
就是神所为他预备。
That is a place God prepared for him.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕的意象是什么呢
？So what is Abraham's vision?
亚伯拉罕的意象是远超过迦南地。
God's vision to give to Abraham is bigger, more beautiful than the land of Canaan.
迦南地不过是一个预表。
Canaan is but a type.
那个真实乃是天上的家乡。
But the reality is heavenly.
那个新耶路撒冷。
That is New Jerusalem.
这是亚伯兰所看见。
And that's what Abraham saw.
这是他的意象。
That's his vision.
因为他看见了这个意象。
Because he saw this vision.
他就能轻看地上的。
And he looked the other as though they were nothing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
亚伯兰神应许的是个儿子。
What God promised Abraham was a son.
但是这个儿子不是以撒。
But this son is not Isaac.
以撒不过是一个预表。
Isaac is but a type.
在以撒的身上。
In the life of Isaac.
亚伯兰看见了基督。
Through Isaac, Abraham saw Christ.
所以在约翰福音第八章。
And so in John chapter 8.
第五十六节。
And 56.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
亚伯兰拉罕看见我的日子就心里欢喜。
And when Abraham saw my day, he was glad.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
Do you see?
亚伯兰他看见的不是光是衣裳。
So what Abraham saw was not just Isaac.
所有亚伯拉罕神应许亚伯拉罕的都要在以撒身上应验。
All God's promises must be fulfilled in the life of Isaac.
那但是这个不过是一个预表。
But this Isaac is but a type.
那真实的乃是基督。
The reality is the Lord Jesus.
那基督是那个后裔。
Christ is that.
这是加拉太所告诉我们。
And that is what we find in the book of Galatians.
所有的应许都在基督的身上要得以完成。
And all God's promises will be fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这个是亚伯拉罕的意象。
This is the vision of Abraham.
他的意象一直看到永远。
His vision sees through eternity.
他一直看到基督。
He sees Christ.
他一直看到那个天上有根基的城。
And he saw that city that has foundation.
因着这个意象。
Because of his vision.
你就看见就带领亚伯拉罕走他一生的道路。
So Abraham was able to walk all the way, all through his life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, sisters,
这一个。就是亚伯兰罕的意象。
This is the vision of Abraham.
那么今天
，Today，
神已经把我们带到新约的里面。
We are now in the New Testament time.
基督已经来到。
Christ had already come.
所有的预表意象都已经应验。
All the types are all now fulfilled.
整个的希伯来书就是告诉我们
The whole book of Hebrew tells us about this.
那一切的事都在基督里头完成
Everything is now fulfilled, completed in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们的意象是什么呢
So what is our vision today?
我们今天 不必停留在预表的里面
Today we do not need to remain in types.
我们已经啊进到那个应验的日子。
We are now already in the day of fulfillment of all those types.
基督已经成全了一切。
Christ has fulfilled everything.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见这位荣耀的神。
We see this God of glory.
这位神他把他心中的旨意告诉我们。
God revealed what is in His heart to us.
也给我们看见他历史历代在那里做的是什么。
And also he shows what he is doing throughout the ages.
圣经告诉我们说有一个奥秘。
Scripture says there is a mystery.
那是隐藏的。
This mystery is hidden.
历史历代都隐藏在那。
Through the ages it's been hidden.
但是这个奥秘，神在创世之前就在它里面已经定了旨意。
But this mystery in the ages before time, God already determined this mystery in His heart.
神还没有创造万物之前
，before He created all things，
神里面已经有一个旨意。
God already had this will in His heart.
他已经立了一个主意。
He already had a desire, a purpose.
什么是他要得着
？What is that He wants to secure for Himself？
他所有的工作都是为着这一个。
All His works are toward this one.
这个就是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal will.
这个永远的旨意历史历代隐藏。
This eternal God's will has been hidden through the ages.
虽然在历史历代
even though through ages,
神也给我们很多的暗示。
God gave us clues.
给我们预表
give us types,
给我们预言
and give us prophecy,
甚至给我们历史
and give us history,
给我们各种各样的暗示
and give us all kinds of hints,
但是他没有把他心中的意念向我们显示
but God was not able to reveal His heart desire toward us.
虽然是这样
but even though it's that way,
在历史历代他一切的作为都是根据这个
说 But throughout the history, all his work are toward this one goal, one end.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
保罗在以弗所第三章告诉我们
Paul in Ephesians 3, he tells us,
这个隐藏在神里面的奥秘
This will, this is hidden in God's heart,
现在已经借着众先知和圣徒使徒向我们显现。
It's now revealed to his apostles and prophets.
所以今天
，So today，
我们不能再说我们不知道神的旨意。
So we have no excuse for not knowing what God's will is.
我们今天不能不看见这天上的意象。
We cannot fail to see this heavenly vision.
因为这个已经公开了。
Because it's an open secret.
是神已经把这个事情做成。
God already finished this work.
他给我们看见说。
He allows us to see.
一切在基督里面。
All is in the person of Jesus Christ.
神本身一切的丰富。
All the fullness of God Himself.
都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Dwell in His Son, the Lord Jesus bodily.
而我们在基督里面也得以完全。
In Him we are to be made complete, made full.
感谢神。
Praise God.
他在基督里已经把所有天上属灵的祝福赐给了我们。
Thank God in Christ Jesus, all the heavenly blessings already given to us in the person of the Lord Jesus.
神所有的一切都给了他的儿子。
Everything that is of God is now in the person of His Son.
现在神把他的儿子给了我们。
And now God has given His own Son to us.
我们有了神的儿子，就有了一切。
For we have God's Son, we have all.
这是何等的丰富。
This is so rich.
我们的基督有吃不透的丰富。
In Christ, we have the unsearchable riches that's in Christ Jesus.
这个吃不透的丰富是要我们来经历的。
And this unsearchable riches of Christ is for us to experience.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
他也为我们预备了一个天上的家乡。
And he has provided, given for us a heavenly home.
这个就是新耶路撒冷。
And this is New Jerusalem.
神在那里建造。
God is building that city.
是他自己在那里经营。
It's himself that is building that city.
不是人的工作。
It's not the work of man.
是神的工作。
It is God's work.
他把你我都建造在那个城市里面。
And he built you and I.Into that holy city.
神在我们每一个人的身上
God in each one of our lives.
都要把基督的丰富要做在我们身上
He wants to work all the richest fullness Christ into us.
也把我们都做到那个新耶路撒冷城里去
And to work that into that heavenly city, New Jerusalem.
这个就是天上的意象
And this is Heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
保罗他在大马士路上看见了这个意象
Paul in his way saw in his way to Damascus he saw this heavenly vision.
天上的意象不是别的
Heavenly vision is nothing but
就是基督和教会
is but Christ in his church.
保罗在大马士路上看见了基督
What saw on the way to Damascus, he saw Christ.
他从前不认识基督。
Before he knew nothing of Christ.
他以为基督是应当逼迫的。
Before Christ needs to be wiped away, persecuted.
他像其他的犹太人一样要除掉他。
And just like all the other Jews, he was going to do away with Christ.
因为这样是十分神。
Because he thought that was serving God.
但是在大马士路上。
But on the way to Damascus.
他看见这位耶稣。已经在天上了
And he saw that this Jesus he persecuted is now in heaven.
神已经立他为主为基督了
God has made him both Christ and Lord.
所以他扑倒在主的面前
And so he prostrated himself before Christ.
完全降服
And he surrendered himself totally.
让基督在他身上做主做王
and he allowed Christ to be Lord and Christ in his life
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
他也看见了基督的身体
he also saw the body
就说扫罗扫罗
the Lord said Saul Saul
你为什么逼迫
why are you persecuting me
你用脚踢刺是难的
for you to kick against the goat is not easy
碰基督的身体上的肢体
when you touch the member of the body of Christ
就是碰了那个头
you touched the head
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
保罗所看见的就是这个东西
what what Paul saw was this picture
全部圣经所启示的就是这个东西
the whole Bible revealed this fact
今天我们所需要看见的就是这个
what we need to see is also this fact
感谢赞美神
praise God
神已经启示了
God already revealed himself
今天如果我们真是有一个渴慕的心
Today if we indeed have a hunger heart
神一定要满足我们
He will satisfy us
他要把这个启示显现
He will reveal, give us this vision
叫我们能看见神的心
So that we will see what truly is in his heart.
这个就是神的荣耀。
That is God's glory.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
这是神今天要做的工作。
This is the work that God wants to do with us.
尤其当我们想到主快要回来。
Particularly we are thinking the coming of the Lord is very soon.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
时间是那么的紧迫。
There is not much time left for us.
我们真是需要极力的追求。
We need to seek him diligently.
而我们不能再在那里好像随便。
We cannot be careless in our lives.
如果神已经给你看见。
If God allowed you to see something,
绝对的顺服。
Obey immediately.
信乃是唯一的道路。
Faith is the only way.
因为信 把那个盼望没有看见的把它实现出来。
Faith can substantiate the things we don't see, we hope for.
所以让我们都能起来。
So we rise up.
走着信心的道路。
Walk the way of faith.
叫我们的意象能变成我们的天职。
Allow the vision become our true vocation.
我相信这是主要做的事。
I believe this is the work that God wants to do with us.
神愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
如果今天你对那个天上的意象还是模糊不清。
If today you are unclear about this heavenly vision.
你要记得。
Remember.
神乐意。把他的儿子启示在你心里。
God delights to reveal His Son in your heart.
所以只要你来到主的面前。
So all you need is to come to Him.
有一个渴慕的心。
A hunger for Himself.
主一定要把他自己向你显现。
He will reveal Himself to you.
所以但愿这些日子。
So we pray in these days.
是神显现的日子。
This day we allow Him to reveal Himself to us.
这些日子。
This day.
我们都被带到那个意象的里面去。
We all be brought into the reality of that vision.
我们记住。
Let's pray.
我们的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh God, we thank you. We praise you.
因为你已经把你的儿子拆到地上来。
Because you have already sent your son to this earth.
已经在十字架上完成了一切。
Already on the cross, he has accomplished your will.
我们感谢上帝你，你已经把基督启示在我们心里。
We thank you. You have already revealed your Son Christ into our hearts.
在基督里，你也已经启示了你自己的教会。
We thank you. In Christ, you also reveal the church that you want.
我们是求你叫我们里面也看见越过越光明。
We pray that our inner seeing will become brighter, clearer, and brighter and more clear.
越过越明亮。
As we walk with you, we see brighter and brighter of the light.
我们也更求你不光叫我们里面能看见。
We pray not only we see inwardly,
也叫我们真正能凭着信来顺服。
We also pray that because of faith, we walk the way of obedience.
主啊，我们愿意你得着你所有的尊荣。
Lord, we desire you to gain what you want to gain for yourself.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ's name.